Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop, how's that happening? When they tell two women to get married and ain't no birth, that means Satan is coming against women. This is Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. Every day should expand on mothers. You know, Jesus was on the cross. He told John and Matthew and them to behold my mother. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Every letter, every telephone call is expression of love. And I want you to be able to know love lifted me. God bless you, every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you. I know some of you got a testimony. I know you got a testimony you want to testify what God is saying for you. Call me at 708-582-0372 and plant your seed. If you got a need, plant seed. I want to thank you, Jerry Williams, for your seed. Thank you for planting the seed to the ministry. Now, whatever your need is, you're going to receive it if you got a need. This morning, I want to talk about you getting ready. And I want to say to you, mothers. And I was listening to a record by one of the, and it was saying, mothers. I'm going to see if I can find that and play it. It's talking about the mothers. The mothers. You got mothers lose a lot, lose their sons, their daughters. They lose it to dope, to drugs, to alcohol, and they lose it to witchcraft, and they lose it to magic. Now, y'all don't get me. That daughter is gone. She on the prostitution road, but how did she get there? By taking the wrong drugs, by messing with the wrong dude. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And then you find out that child, that same child is messed up on crack, cocaine, and all the other stuff that go on. And you find out why this is happening. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. I want you to get ready. Storms of love. This is Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. You should love your mother where she at. And I told you, don't put on no white robe. That's all my mother dead. She ain't dead. Her spirit in you. I got my red on this morning. I put my red tie on, put my red shirt on, and I'm in red. Where the blood run warm in my vein, that's her blood. I was telling Mary, I talked to Mary Hawkins early this morning, and I told her, get your red on. If you ain't got to get your red head rag. You ain't got no red, put your red head rag on. I was telling Pastor Blue, I think I got Pastor Blue on here. I got Pastor Blue on him. Man, Pastor Blue. Pastor Blue, I want you to read 14th chapter of St. John. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me and my father's mentor. I want you to trust in God. Pastor Blue, hit one when you know you're on the queue. Thank you, kind spirit. I got about 100 people on here this morning. And I want to tell you, happy Mother's Day to everyone that participated. I want to tell you, God is able to do anything but fail. You ain't got to lie to God. God knows every hair on your head. And I want you to know God is able to fix it right now. He's that kind of God. Right now for you, he'll open every door for you. And whatever you got, God's going to open up that door and fix it for you quick, fast. And somebody say, in a hurry. Okay, let me see if I got Pastor Blue on here. Pastor Blue, all the way in Dallas, Texas. You on, Pastor Blue? Thank you, kind spirit. And I want you to know God is able to do anything with fear. There's no failure in God. And I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a bountiful way. And God will do it. Now, I know you got testimony. And some of you want to testify. You know, one day I'm going to the cemetery. I'm on my way to the cemetery to flowers. Baby, Your mother's right there with you. Well, I'm going to tell you she ain't there. Ain't but a hole in the ground. She ain't there. When she closed her eyes, the spirit of your mother is with you. The DNA of her with you. The blood is with you. You ain't got to run to no cemetery. Like some of you running. I'm going to the cemetery. I'm going to put a flower in the grave. Stop that nonsense and deal with the reality. And I heard the Bible say, it said, let the dead bury the dead. Huh? If you dead in the spirit, you got to be spiritual. I say our ancestor. The queen of corns and the queen of knives and the queen of baskets already know. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost is real. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to open up for testimony for about 5 minutes. I'm going to 8138. You're on the air from Detroit. You got a message for your mother? You want to say something? Thank you.
Whatever she got to say, Bishop, I accept it.
Okay, what you want to say on Mother's Day? What you have to say on Mother's Day?
Say what I want to say to who? My mother or?
Yeah.
Whatever. I just want to say I wish she was right here with me. I know she's right here in my heart, but I wish she was here so I can tell her Happy Mother's Day.
Well, I want to ask you this. Have you dreamed about her as you felt her in your spirit?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, but have you dreamed about it?
No.
Yeah. But if she's in the spirit world, what would you like to say to her in the spirit realm?
Happy Mother's Day.
And I want to tell you, as I want you to look to the left of you, your mother's right there. I'm crossing over now. Your mother in the left of you, and she's smiling, and she's saying all is well.
Yes.
By the way, she's just set a glass of water. I said, thank you, kind spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm picking her up for you. I'm going to the 6759. What you want to say? Now, if your mother's still in the spirit realm, if your mother's still living, all you can say, Happy Mother's Day. But if she's in the spirit realm, you wear your red robe. That'll let you know that she's already around you. Hello? 6759, you're on. You have anything to say?
I would just like to say Happy Mother's Day, and I know my mother lives in my soul today because it is all is well. And I can lift up Holy Hand today because he had been better than good to me and you and them that coming on behind us. And we got to learn how to let go and let go. Let go and let go.
I want to tell you, your mother and your grandmother, you got two people around you. You got your grandmother and your mother. And your grandmother told me to let you cut loose. So I'm going to have you to pray for us and give us a little something tonight. You see that your ancestors are around you and they talking to me. And this is what your grandmother, I'm picking up more your grandmother than your mother. Your
Correct.
Grandmother saying that this is my child, Bishop, and she got the gift. She's an anointed woman of God. Glory, hallelujah. And you know, I know she's telling the truth because I feel that power. So,
You're
Mother, go ahead and pray for us and give us a word this morning. Go ahead on.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you allowing us to see another Mother's Day. Sunshine and blessing coming our way. Help us not to look to the left nor to the right, but look to the hill from whence coming all our help. And we know all our help do come from you. Lord, if anybody said anything wrong or did anything wrong, we pause to repent right now. I repent of anything I said wrong out of ordinary, Lord Jesus. I want my slate to be clean when I stand before God. A lot of us ain't crossing over because our slate ain't clean. And God trying to give us a repentant heart to repent of all of our sin and all the evil done. Evil deed that we have done in this body, alcohol, drugs, sick, rape, abuse, murdering, killing, all kind of stuff. child molesting and all like that, mistreating her wife, and a whole lot of stuff going on. But God is soon to come. He said he's going to judge the righteous just as well as the wicked. And I want to be right with God when he comes.
Amen.
I ain't this radio broadcast station today. I didn't know. But I know I've been out on the battlefield today, and I hadn't got tired yet. And I agree with Bishop that my grandmother, not my mother, but my grandmother, she taught me well. All is well. And I went out witness to a family that just lost his wife this morning. He was looking for me because, look, an angel came to my house and laid her head on my shoulder and went to another lady. I said she'd had 3 heart attacks and 3 stroke down there to the store. She said, God sent me to her, and I ain't been long, made it back to my entrance, to my heart, where I live at. And I'm satisfied, over-satisfied. I couldn't be more satisfied. If I was going to preach this morning or speak a word this morning, somebody laugh on Mother's Day. Be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged, my brother. I will talk from Psalms 23. And it say, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
And I shall not want. If he's your shepherd, you don't have to want for your food, your water, your clothes, or no knowledge and understanding, because he still give every man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I don't want to lie down. He just make me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, not my name, but for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, no matter what come my way. I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. When the enemy all around me, trouble all around, and death all around me, all we got to do is say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. I command you to turn around and go back to that pit of hell where you come from. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Blessing will overtake you. If you live right, you do right. But I tell you one thing, if you're a thief and a robber, you are not going to be blessed. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much knowledge you got. I don't care what color your skin color. You got to give God what belongs to him. You can't give it to the dope man, the prostitute man. You can't give it to the homosexual man, the gay man. You got to give it unto the Lord. You can't. I found out in life that you can't give God enough.
Amen.
You can't do enough for God. He done spared some of y'all life beyond measure. Some of old, look like you. Now you look like you're 16 years old because you hearken to the voice of God. And a lot of look old because we damaged the body with alcohol and all kind of stuff. Don't want nobody want a boyfriend. You ain't got no boyfriend. You either gonna have a hummer, ain't gonna have no girlfriend. You either gonna have a hummer, ain't got no boyfriend. Ain't nobody gonna tell you I got no boyfriend. I ain't your girlfriend, I ain't your boyfriend. I'm not your live-in either. It gonna be right in God's eyesight, or ain't gonna be no way at all. And I thank you for this, my time, this space, this hour, today, being on the radio broadcast. You know, it's amazing that I went out and came back home and died in numbing, and I thought I had not missed it. Well, I had to go 12 miles, where I had to go for my house. But God blessed me to make it there, make it back home. And I know that was a divine appointment set up straight from God. It wasn't from the devil, it was from God. And I said,
Amen.
Bless, and the best is still yet to come. And this radio broadcast going to boom. We're going to take off like Wi-Fi because you accept
Thank
a
you.
Prophet
Thank
to come
you.
In.
Thank you, Mother. I thank Mother for that. Good God Almighty. She said a lot. Said a whole lot. Happy Mother's Day, but every day should be Mother's Day. This is what I want to say, what you were saying. See, if you know that you know that you know, you know that your mama now had you for 9 months. Her blood is in you. Your DNA is in you. You know, some of it square away. You know, your mama always there. You know, Jesus went to the cross. Mary went to the cross and looked up at Jesus. Jesus said, look at your son. I'm in my glory. Y'all didn't even understand that. Jesus said, look at your son, Mary. I'm in glory. He was getting ready to do what God had him to do. And he looked at his disciples. He said, behold my mother. What he was saying, Y'all comfort her, because I'm all right. Y'all make sure she get home. Don't worry. But she already know, as being the mother, she already knows it was a divine purpose that Jesus came in for. The wages of sin is death. But she understood that, but he had to go through that physical thing on the cross. Had to look at the cross and look as every mother have to say, I'm here, but my son and my daughter got to go to the next level. You can't hold your son and daughter. You got to let them go. Some of you women, you lost out because you take care of grandkids. And God got a work for you, but you take care of grandkids. And then your daughter, your son, started getting babies, bring them to you. You're not a nursery. God got a job for you, woman. Man, God got a job for you. And you got to say, wait a minute. Now, here it is, Mother's Day. I can't go nowhere because I got to take care of the kids. I love the kids, but it ain't my job to nurture them. It's my job to make sure they right with their mama. But the kid is going to cling to the grandmother anyway. You hear what the Bible says? That her grandmother raised her. You as a grandmother, you're going to raise your son and your daughter more than the mama. But you don't let the mama forget their responsibility, okay? Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Happy Mother's Day to you and you. Girl, happy birthday to you. And Mother Roger, happy birthday to you. Mother Misha Brown, happy birthday to you. And all them that have birthdays and happy Mother's Day, happy birthday. God is just good anyway. Some people have strayed away from the teaching of God because you don't want to change. You say, well, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that the wage of the sin is death. The gift, you don't want to hear that. It's because you have caught up with witchcraft. I prophesied early in the year that there would be storms back to back and floods. When the Americans shot that bloom down, you know what they said? It's a weather bloom. Yeah, we're shooting out chemtrails. I mean, all these storms. We never had this many storms down in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. We never had this many storms that hit Nebraska, that hit around. And right now, as I speak, it floods in San Antonio. It floods down in some part of Mississippi. It floods in some part of Missouri. Cairo is coming back, man. We're getting ready. Let me prophesy on this Mother's Day. We're getting ready for a hurricane season like you've never seen it before. I'm going to be saying it all next week. Hurricane season is going to be awesome. What I mean, God is shaking up the earth. God is replenting the earth. It's so much of, let's hear what I want to say. It's so much of evil, so much of buried stuff and evil on the earth. God got to send the rain, the water, clear it up. The earth being re-cleared up. Yeah, you stir up the earth. You know, God is stirring it up. And that's what's happening. I want to go to Louisiana to 4515 to your mother. Okay. 4515, you're on there. What, on Mother's Day, what you have to say about your mother? I hear you, 4515. When you get it together, just call. I'm going to keep your line open. Just say, Bishop, I'm ready. That's 4515. Can you hear me? I'm going to 4019. Okay, let me get 4019 on.
I got it. I pushed it back in there.
Okay. Now, what you want to say to your mother and to the people? You're on there. I don't know. I thought I had it on. We got time.
Put it over there.
Okay. 4019, what you have to say about your mother?
Well, she knows that I talk to her every day, Bishop, as you know that. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that's on this call. And that I just love her so much, and I thank her for giving us the kindness and the love and the guidance to me and my siblings.
Well, I feel good about your testimony that all that the devil tried to steal, God's going to restore it back to you anyway, so don't worry about that. I'm going back to Louisiana, 45-15, you're on. What about your Mother's Day word?
Well, I just want to thank God for all the mothers that's on the prayer line. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom and just thank the Lord to be here to see another Mother's Day.
Anything else you want to say?
No, Bishop, that's about it.
Okay, I just thank you for the time. Okay, a word of prophecy for you. I want you to set 3 glasses of water up. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Don't put them in no cup. They got to be in a glass, right?
Yes, okay. Sir.
And I want you to put under each glass your mother's name, 3 names. Like put a first name. She got 3 names. She got a first
yeah,
name, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes, sir. Lila Mae
right?
Anderson. Yes,
okay,
sir.
You put each name on each glass of water. Let it stay 3 days. He told me to tell
yes,
you
sir.
Your business. I'm just trying to see something. Your business is supposed to be together next month. You're supposed to be in your own business, okay?
Yes, sir.
As you set that water up, she's going to bless you. And somebody around you is going to bless you with a financial blessing to help you. So it's going to be a family business, but she wants you to run it. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
And I'm going to read Psalms. Now, John 14, chapter of St. John.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's what she wants you to read over that water. And
okay, Bishop. Yes, sir.
Everything's going to work out. Happy Mother's
yes,
Day
sir.
To you.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, kind spirit. We're saying Happy Mother's Day and giving them a prophecy along with it. I know this is real stuff. Thank you, kind spirit. All that the devil stole, God going to reach. You know, and I want to say to you, 67, this is Louisiana, 6759, God going to bless you with a new church, but God going to bless you with new members. Thank you, kind spirit. I just seen that. And I just want you to know, God, that 23, Mother Carrie come to me to tell me to tell you all is well. 30, I want to tell you that when you venture out, God going to bring people in your vibration, young lady, that things to work out for you. Something about next week I'm going to be dealing with white magic and tell you about white magic and what's going on with it. And you understand God have made you as a woman and the devil tried to fight all he can against females. Oh, y'all ain't listen to me. The devil come after every female because female bring life, trying to mess with your womb, trying to mess with your mind. There's lots of young ladies, they messed up because the devil is messing with their mind with drugs, dope, alcohol, and they don't know, and they wound and drop. They don't know why. And some of them, they bleed and won't stop bleeding. They go to hospital, they get chopped and cut up. They can never have no more children because the devil coming after women. But y'all don't hear me. If you're a woman, you got to get yourself together. You can't jump with every man out here because some of them is crossed up. And what they got is already being dressed by the devil. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Their flagpole is messed up. And it hits you, it'll mess you up for life and maybe kill you. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to 3084 on Mother's Day. Claire, the 84, you on? What you want to say to your mother?
I just want to know, is she at peace and how's everybody on all her kids and things? How they doing, the ones that here?
Well, have you dreamed about your mother lately?
Pardon me?
Have you dreamed about your mother? Your mother's in the spirit world, but she's still around you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Now, what you want to ask your mother? In the spirit, well, I'm in the spirit world. I say, what you like to ask her? She got a couple of messages for you.
I don't want to ask anything. I just want to know what she's saying.
All she's saying is for you to stay focused. And she said you need to get a new vehicle, okay? Now, you see what I'm saying? You've been skeptical. Thank you, kind spirit. She just waved her hand and smiled. Well, she told me to leave that alone. Okay, I will do that. I shall change. But I want you to read the 23rd number song, "The Lord is My Shepherd." I want everybody to read that, and especially if you're a mother. He said, well, I ain't got no children. You're still a mother. Because women supposed to be fruitful and multiply. Okay? Well, you said, well, I ain't no mother. Go adopt some children. See, let me tell you something. Stop letting the devil take control of your body and your mind. Okay? When you can stop that, everything's going to be in divine order. So God is letting you know that you can't let the devil take you over, because the devil will take your mind and your body. You can't let that happen, because the devil will come to kill. He want to destroy your walk with God. You don't get too old. You don't tell me, I'm tired. What you tired of? God put you down here for a purpose. You should be fruitful and multiply, and get ready for God to bless you. The Lord is my shepherd, that I should not want. And we on every night from, on every night from 11, we come on, from, I think in Detroit from 11 to 12, but we on here in Chicago, start from 9 to 10, and from 10 to 11. And we're teaching the Word of God. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to be teaching about these demonic spirits. And these demonic spirits have took over our community. All this killing and murder, these are demonic spirits. And some of the women is so caught up in a man, the men rape the children. They let the men God have other situations. Then they got men going with men. You still accept them. How come you think this monkey pops is out of him? How come you think AIDS is out of him? Unclean. They're not clean. And they smoking dope and drugs and bring it into your home. You need to clear your house up. This Mother's Day should be for you to make your mind up that you're going to serve God. This Mother's Day should be where you connect back with your ancestors, I say, grandma, and they got a message for you. But you got to break away from what you see physically and be spiritual. And let the Holy Ghost come in, man. Woman, let the Holy Ghost touch you. Let the Holy Ghost heal you. Let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Because man will fail for you. Your friends will fail you. Only what you do for God will last. Let me say it again. Only what you do for God will last. You can tell young folks what to do. You can tell your son, your daughter what to do. You can tell them what to do. They can do what they want to. Then they're going to lie. You know, and once they lie, they caught up in that lie and they won't repent. You need to say it. I'm going to say it. If I did anything wrong to anybody, God forgive me. If I said something wrong to them, forgive me. And God is quick to forgive you. And he's quick to save you. All you got to say, God, save me. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, save me. You save right away. You ain't got to jump no rope and do all that. You're saved when you confess that God is your God. When you confess that he died on the cross for your sins. Yeah, I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. Some of you get in, get out, and you don't stay with God. But if you stay with God, you're going to look at some of them at that time. They running, going, they have dinner and all of that stuff, and they bringing prayer. Present ain't no good if you ain't, your heart ain't clean. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? You got a clean heart, righteous mind, for God to do something special for you. And God want to do something special for you, and God want to open a door for you, and God going to bless you in a mighty way. I'm going to tell you, God's going to bless you, but you got to let go and let God. And you got to tell him, thank you. There's so many people can't tell God thank you because they messed up, crossed up, and all messed up. And they can't make it. They messed up. And they need to hear from God. They need to hear from God to get the breakthrough. And once they get their breakthrough, things will work for them. And God want to do something special for you, but the devil got you so crossed up, you can't do nothing. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The devil got you messed up and crossed up. You said, Bishop, what happened? You got to let go of physical things and come spiritual. You got to come, you got to say, God, endow in me a clean heart, a righteous spirit. And I all the demons, you know, you got demons and witches, and warlocks. And you got to be able, Daniel, they had to get Daniel to read the handwriting on the wall. The king couldn't do it. They had to get Daniel to read it. And some of you, God has gifted you to do certain things, but you don't. You got caught up. So you got to let go and let God do something special for you and let God open that door for you. And when God opens that door for you, somebody's going to get healed and somebody's going to get saved.
People are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. Out in the street, and the drug addicts run away. They just can't be. Muggers and robbers, no place seem to be safe. So you and my protection, ever and never on the way.
Thank you. Thank God you ought to be thanking him for the power and the strength. Thank him for he has brought you this far. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning. And I want to say to every mother, hold your head up and thank him because you have come this far by faith. And I want to give them that don't have nowhere to stay. Those that got tornadoes and floods hit down in Texas, I was seeing that. God going to find a place for you. You got to keep saying, God will make a way. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I wish I had somebody to know what I'm talking about. David said, the Lord is my shepherd I shall not want. And I want to tell you this morning, let go and let God, let this Mother's Day be a blessing for you. Not so much as physical, so much as spiritual. Your healing, your deliverance. Somebody needs you to get him a word. Somebody needs you need to call him on the telephone and say all is well. You need to tell somebody you're healed by the They whipped him all night long and marched him from judgment to judgment off. He never said a word. But God, good God Almighty, somebody said, I need a breakthrough, Bishop. And I want to tell you, it's coming. This year is your year. This is 2023. And I'm praying for that family where they cut up that boy in Mississippi and buried him. But God said high and look low. And I want to tell you, your miracle is on its way. It's a moment away. So you get ready to claim the miracle that God got for you. I got to say, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. That means he protects you and he makes sure that you can eat, drink, and sleep and serve him. And you know, I'm praying for all those families that lost loved ones. That's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. But I'm going to hold my hands up and lift my hands up high and say, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you can say thank you, God, look at this. Look at somebody praising my name. If you can continue to praise God, the breakthrough is going to come. At this 11 o'clock hour, it seems like you can't make it, but I want to tell you, you're a moment away from your blessing. It's 1 minute away from God healing that cancer, cataract, that tumor that the devil done gave you, and you're addicted. But I plead the blood of Jesus over that dope, cocaine, that alcohol that you got to have. The blood of the Almighty God will heal body, mind, soul. Let go and let God. If you just said this morning, happy Father's Day, happy Mother's Day, happy World Day, happy everything, because God is the creator of the whole world. He got the whole world in his hand. And we got to go by, he got the whole world in his hand. I wish I had somebody this morning. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, those that are, you know, it was ironic for this lady killed her son and her daughter and buried them in the backyard because of demonic spirit. With no love, that was a demon spirit. When you take something and kill it and murder it like an animal, and them people, I looked at that woman got, that's a flat demon. That's a devil. You got to see God give you the ability to see demons. God give you the ability to see the devil. You got to rebuke the devil. You say, Michael, fight the devil. That devil, you loose me. Your lies, your backbiting, you loose me. You ain't gonna give me that evil spirit that you got on you. That's why you got to clean your house out. That's why you got to clean your car. That's why you can't let everybody come in and out. You can't let everybody ride in your car, or they'll mess you up, or somebody don't know what I'm talking about. But I want to say this him this morning, this go out for you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I want to tell you that Psalms 119 and Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to tell you, I'm going to give you a scripture right now. When I give you a scripture, God going to bless you right now.
Father, I stretch my
23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yes. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Yes. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes. Well, yes.
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips.
Well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists.
Yeah.
And entertainers in the city, and by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place.
Well,
so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Yeah.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm. The orator employed all of his innate gift to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory. And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause.
Yeah.
And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage.
Yeah.
When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded. But there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC, upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage, said the orator recited this passage like a man who knew it and was gifted to recite it. But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd of which it speaks.
Yeah. Amen. It's all right. All right.
my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage.
Yes, sir.
It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd.
Yeah.
It has been ascribed to the authorship of David.
Well, yeah.
I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me. If David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And begins to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath. Outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah. With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain. And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head, Saul's own sword in his hand, Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his sling
and God.
Yes.
You know the victory that he brought to Israel.
Well.
And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song.
Yes.
Since Saul has killed his thousands.
Yes.
But David has killed his 10,000.
Yes.
You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yes.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yes.
And how he had to run and hide.
Well.
And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south.
Yes. Yes.
And another company closing in from the north.
Yes.
And another one from the east and another one from the west.
Yes.
And there was no escape for David.
Yes. Yes.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yes.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yes.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yes.
And web up that cave.
Yes.
And when the soldiers got there,
yes,
God is my shepherd.
Well, I shall not want. Still, you have a shepherd.
At the same passage, the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
And when everything was gone,
yes,
he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want.
All right.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yes.
Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
Well,
you know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me?
Well,
but you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well,
the way of love is a narrow way.
Yeah.
The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yes.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yes.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yes,
the Lord lead me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd.
Well,
and yes, I shall not want.
Yes.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still water.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Boy.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord, he lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand. Otherwise, I'd go astray.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I'd take the road to destruction.
Yes.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me.
Oh,
on the streets of Detroit or wherever I go,
yes,
I like to feel that he's leading me.
Yes.
Leading me,
yes,
around the bend.
Yes.
Leading me,
yes,
around the pitfall.
Yes.
Leading me,
yes,
know what I mean, man. But the Lord is leading me. And I got David said, not only that, yea, though I walk through the valley.
Yeah.